This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you.
Good to hear. So there is breaking news. We shared that with listeners a few moments ago, as we heard, but in case they weren't listening at that point, what is going on?
So as recently as just 1 hour ago, the Prime Minister gave a press conference in which he announced that Australia would be expelling Iran's ambassador to Canberra, as well as three other embassy staff, for orchestrating at least two anti-Semitic attacks against Australia, and very severe ones, one being the firebombing of the Adas Israel synagogue in Melbourne in December last year, and the other one being an attempted attack on a kosher, it's called Lewis's Continental Kitchen, and it's more than a kitchen, it supplies kosher food, meals, etc., and that's here in Sydney, and that was in October. And the Prime Minister announces, and this is as a result of work by Australia's intelligence agencies, the acronym is ASIO, Australian Security Intelligence Organization. It's Australia's equivalent of FBI, I would say, and who came out with information saying Iran was behind at least these two anti-Semitic incidents. And at the same time, Australia has suspended operations at the Australian embassy in Iran for the security of its own people. It's withdrawn its own ambassador from Iran. And if that were not enough, Australia has also proscribed the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and proscribed it, in other words, declared it to be a terrorist organization. So all of that has happened within the last 1 hour. And it's obviously the major news in this country right now and attracting a lot of attention. The Iranian ambassador has been given 7 days to leave the country, as well as three other staff. The Iranian embassy will not be closed because apparently there are a staff of seven there. So there still will be an Iranian embassy presence, but obviously significantly downgraded.
What kind of message does this send to Australia, to the Jewish community, and to the protesters? Because this really does throw everything up in the air, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. And as part of the answer to your question, in the press conference, and again followed up in the parliament just minutes ago by the foreign minister, the Prime Minister said, quote, that he condemned the, quote, appalling anti-Semitic attacks against Australia's Jewish community, the extraordinary acts of aggression, attempts to undermine social cohesion. Iran has sought to harm and terrorize Jewish Australians. The government stands against anti-Semitism. So he gave a very strong statement, again echoed by his own foreign minister in the parliament just minutes ago, condemning everything that's been happening against Jewish Australians. And then this comes on the back of last week we touched on, in the wake of Australia denying visas to some Israelis, and including a Knesset member, Simcha Rothman, Bibi, if you recall, came out accusing the Australian Prime Minister as being weak. And then that escalated matters. So the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which is the roof body of our community here, issued a very strong, unprecedented appeal to both Prime Ministers, Bibi Netanyahu and the Australian Prime Minister, to please calm down. And wrote letters to both Prime Ministers saying that the extraordinary letters saying the Jewish community will not be left, will be left to deal with the fallout of this terrible situation. Unfortunately, Bibi then ratcheted up even further. Despite the letters from the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, he then came out escalating the attack on the Australian Prime Minister, said that the Australian Prime Minister has, quote, abandoned Jewish Australians, quote unquote. And the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has said this is not helpful at all to Jewish Australians. And so to your question, this is a long way of answering your question, mm-hmm. What the intelligence agencies, what the government has now done, is showing that it is coming down on this terrible situation where you have these Iranian interests seeking to carry out terrorist attacks against the Jewish community. So, you know, Jewish community will draw whatever conclusions it can from that. But the relations between between Australia and Israel have been at a low point in the last little while, leading up to today's major announcement.
I just am wondering how this changes things, because to some extent it's quite embarrassing for the Australian government, because it shows a real failure from an intelligence perspective that this was happening on Australian soil. Obviously, it's a success that they could now determine it, and they could call it out. But it really does rewrite cast a very, very different perspective on the past couple of years, doesn't it?
Well, as to your point, it is to the credit of the security agencies, intelligence agencies, that they have uncovered this. In also in the context of the same situation, is that two men have been charged, and one as recently as a couple of days ago, over the firebombing for the Adas Israel synagogue. So that is a new development as well. And also just yesterday, another man was charged over in connection with 20 offences in relation to anti-Semitic attacks against Melbourne synagogues and other Jewish institutions. So there certainly is activity happening in terms of clamping down on those who, you know, seek to do the community harm.
It's absolutely, absolutely bizarre. All this while there are pro-Palestinian rallies in 40 cities and towns.
Well, exactly on that, I'm pleased we're trying to squeeze that in. So
yes,
over the last weekend,
exactly.
As in 2 days ago, over 40 Australian cities and towns, an estimated, and it's always obviously an estimated, 200,000 to 300,000 people took part in pro-Palestinian rallies right across the country. And obviously, yes, so that was obviously pretty disturbing, the number. And I'm pretty sure, I haven't checked, I'm pretty sure that nobody was also at the same time calling for the release of the hostages.
Absolutely not. Vic Aladef, we really did squeeze a lot into those 10 minutes. If anybody wants to, they can listen to the podcast and they can get all of that information that we covered in a very, very short time. Vic Aladef is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We get the Australia report from him every Tuesday morning.